funeral sermon for a fly. Who dies best, the soldier who falls for your sake, or the fly in my whiskey glass? The happy agony of the fly is his reward for an adventurous dive in no cause but his own. Gorged and crazed, he touches bottom, knows he's gone as far as he can go, and bravely sticks. I sleep on. In the morning, I pour new happiness upon the crust of the old, and only as I raise the glass to my lips, descry through that rich brown double inch my flattened hero. I drink around his death, being no angler by any inclination, and leave him in the weird shallows. The glass set down, I idle beneath the fan, while beyond my window bars, a warm drizzle passes silently from clouds to leaves. How to die? How to live? These questions, if we ask the dead fly, are both answered thus, in a drunken state. But drunk on what should we all be? Well, there's love to drink, of course, and death, which is the same thing, and whiskey, better still, and heroin, best of all, except maybe for holiness. Accordingly, let this book, like its characters, be devoted to addiction, addicts, pushers, prostitutes, and pimps. With upraised needles, Bibles, dildos, and shot glasses, let us now throw our condoms in the fire, unbutton our trousers, and happily commit this multitude of crimes. But seriousness commands us to recognize that it's the multitude of laws that is responsible for this multitude of crimes. De Sade, 1797.